Irene is cutting a path along the coast between the Outer Banks and the mainland. Meteorologist John Cole is taking cover at the National Weather Service in Morehead City.
In Carteret County, they are experiencing hurricane-force winds with gusts getting close to 90 miles an hour. We're looking for a 5 to 7 foot surge, and on top of that, 15-foot breakers. There's going to be damage along the beaches with that.
We lost power about quarter of five this morning. I just got a chance to make a pot of coffee first before it went off.
On Ocracoke Island, commercial fisherman Rex O'Neill spent the early morning hours checking on his boats.
I did see the sign there, and the sign is really rough, over that. And also, we rode over toward the ocean, and you could see the foam water coming up over the ramp that goes over to the ocean. We couldn't get to the ocean, but you could see the foam coming up.
And just down the road, Tommy Hutcherson owns the Ocracoke Variety Store. He says roads are mostly clear, but Irene has already dumped at least 4 inches of rain on the island, and winds are whipping through the marina.
I just had to bail a boat out. My stepson's got a big boat rental business and a parasail business, and a gust hit me, and I mean a good gust. And it's not any fun to get out there, and I'd like to tell you that.
The storm is still swirling toward the northern Outer Banks. Dare County spokeswoman Catherine Bryan says she's keeping an eye on conditions there.
We've got some significant overwash in the Rodanthe area on NC-12. We've had some scattered reports of power outages, but not many, and so far no damage reports. We are getting, the typical downed tree limbs across roads, but nothing so far. We've still got emergency services able to respond at this point.
And Dare County spokeswoman Dorothy Tulin says they're still bracing for the worst of the storm in Manio.
Hatteras Island will begin to see the eye wall move in, and once those hurricane force winds reach the area, they could remain with us for up to 12 hours. So it's going to be a very long day.
Will Michaels, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.